the world of harvest. It's harvest time. Help me tell your neighbor, it's harvest time. Turn to another neighbor, say it's harvest time. And God's word cannot be broken. God cannot lie. If he says it's harvest time, then indeed it is harvest time. I am ready for the harvest. What about you, my neighbor? I am ready for the harvest. All right, we've looked at different principles, and last month, I think almost 2 months or 1.5 months, we were looking at principle of what was that? Principle of what? Talk to me. Principle of what? Of joy. Principle of joy. And I hope you are making your notes. And I also believe that you are not just writing the notes without checking them and learning again what you have learned in God's presence. This is the way to make the word part of your life and become productive in your life. So today, let's move forward into another principle, which is a very critical part of harvest. You see, Paul says something. He said, I, Paul, planted, Apollo waters. He said, but God determined the increase. The increase is not as a result of what I planted. And it's not by the reason of how much Apollos can water. But God determined increase. So I tell you that harvest is a spiritual thing. Harvest have a spiritual dimension. And it is that dimension that cannot be explained that determine the increase, that bring increase. I'm sure no science has explained how one seed of a maize will be planted and then will be multiplied into many. I have not known about that science that explain that multiplication. So when it comes to harvest, there is the man dimension and there is the God's dimension of increase. So I will be sharing with us on the principle which I titled Principle of the Mystery of Time and Season. Principle of the Mystery of Time and Chance. This month, as we have received Galatians chapter 5, verse 16 as our anchor to run with, let's start there, then I will read more scripture and then we move. Galatians 5 verse 16 says, "This I say then, walk in the spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the laws of the flesh." Let me read verse 17 and 18. "For the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But if ye be led of the Holy of the Spirit, ye are not under the law." Okay, so please take note of that. That's our anchor scripture for this month as we talk about spirit walking. So we have to spirit walk if we are not going to catwalk. Glory to Jesus. So let's read now Ecclesiastes chapter 9. Verse 11. Let me read KJV first, then we'll go to the New Living Translation. It says, I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise. Okay, please don't look at the screen. This is what is going online. Look into your own Bible, please. Look into your own Bible. So that wherever you need to mark, you can mark it. This is for online audience. You are in the house. Thank you. Thank you. Let me wait for you. Thank you for opening your Bible now. So I will start all over. Okay, can we even all read the scripture together? I think that will be fine, so that you can understand with me what God wants to do today. All right, can we all read the scripture? One, two, go. I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill, but time and chance happen to them all. Wow. The race is not to the one who is the fastest runner. The battle is not to the one that is most strong. The bread is not to the smart guy, the smartest of us. Riches, not to men of understanding. Favor, not to men of skills. What determines all these things is time and chance. Quickly note this as I read from New Living Translation. The law of mystery of time and chance is a mystery. We will see. It's a mystery. So the law or the principle of mystery of time and chance says that, are you writing that? Man's best does not translate him to be the best. The law of time and chance says that the best of men does not become the best at the end of the day. That a man is the best in certain things does not mean will come out best. So look at Message Translation. Please take note of that law. Take note that somebody is the best in certain things does not mean will come out the best at the end of the day. Time and chance happen to them all. NLT says, I have observed something else under the sun. The fastest runner does not always win the race. Do you agree to that? The fastest runner, when it is time to run, sir, he can have injury. Even though he's the best in the club, everybody knows that this guy is good. But have you ever seen the best of player lose his penalty before? Everybody knew this guy is good at penalty kick. But this day, this our best was the reason why we lost the match. Please follow me. The fastest runner does not always win the race. The strongest warrior does not always win the battle. Are you taking note of all these things? Even though the strongest warrior does not always win the battle. Except for time and chance. How will David bring down Goliath? There is more that cannot be explained. I mean, when Goliath saw David, the guy said, Israel, are you serious at all? I said, you should bring me a man, not a dog. Are you bringing me a dog? Am I a dog that you are bringing me a dog? As far as he's concerned, he can just carry his one leg like this and just squeeze David and just squeeze him. So to him, David is a dog. So am I a dog that you have sent me? I said you should send me a man, not a dog. But before he finished all his word, the dog brought him down. The strongest warrior does not always win the battle. Let's move. The wise sometimes go hungry. Wow. The wise can go hungry. And everybody will know this guy is wise, is smart. But we cannot explain the reason for his poverty. My goodness. And the skillful are not necessarily wealthy. Jesus. I mean, a man's skill should supply his need. But scripture says, by law of time and chance, the skillful are not necessarily wealthy. Look at this one. And those who are educated don't always lead successful lives. I take that again. Those who are educated don't always lead successful lives. This explains where you will see the reason for many graduates riding Okada. Did they go to school? Yeah. Did they graduate? Yeah. Do they have their certificate? Yes. Do they come out with good degree? Yes. But how come the one who are the dullard in the class when we were in school, how come they are not the one who have become employer of labor? And the best in class in those days have come to seek employment. How many of you understand what I'm talking about? Today you see some of your colleagues in school, you know this guy knew nothing when you were in school. The guy knew nothing. The guy is not even serious. Everybody will say, you are not serious. You won't come to class. In fact, there were those who are very stubborn in school. But you see today, their stubbornness has landed them in greatness. And then you look at your life, say, we talk of the certificate. In fact, some of us, we are carrying 2 degrees, and including masters. And yet, that degree has not resulted in anything. If you are the one the Holy Spirit is talking to today, listen, there is hope for you. I say there is hope for you. Sometimes ago, something happened to me that made me fear God. When we're waiting on the Lord for fruit of the womb. And I look at somebody that I knew when we were all still young and single, this lady has aborted, perhaps not even once, And then, by the time the lady got married, her children. And then one day, I look at my life and say, what is it? Not that we are also holy, but you know, there are degrees of holiness. You understand what I'm talking about? Praise God. Do you understand? The way you are looking at me, it's like you are more holy than me when we were younger. Praise God. So, but then you still look at some people, you say, this one is more sinner than. Praise God. So, and then you look at the thing and say, this God. And you see, that made me to conclude, and I sang a song that time, which was is a track in my album some years ago. And I said, re re lo lo run mi, re re lo lo run mi, ohun ko hun ti ba se, re re lo lo run mi. You see, that song was born out of place of prayer. This God now, wow, you can't explain it. I mean, when we married, my wife was a virgin. Are you with me? How come a virgin cannot conceive? And the one that is not a virgin, I mean, God should grade this thing and say, you are a sinner, you have to wait. You, this one. You know, and I just look at you and I say, what a God. And I just beg him for my life. That's her. This God doesn't judge the way people judge. You better be careful in judging people. You are not God's janitor. Be careful. Just face your own life. Face your own business. Are you with me? Face your own business. And stop becoming monitoring spirit to other people's life. When you do that, you lose focus. You lose, you know, the attention that you're supposed to give to your own life. You lose it. You lose that energy. And before you know it, the one you are trying to judge will keep moving forward. Those who are educated don't always lead successful life. Look at how scripture concluded. It says, it is all decided by chance. By being in the right place at the right time. When we talk of, so let's quickly look at the word time and chance. Now, David says something in Psalm 31, verse 15. He says, my time are in your hand, Lord. David said that. My time are in your hands. So when it comes to time, that is God's factor. There was a time, I think sometime last week, that about, we were trying to, you know, I think in one of our leadership class, and I was asking the people, I said, go and get this assignment. How do you know your appointed time? Now listen, when it comes to time, actually our life, everything about us is appointed. Appointed to born, appointed to die. There is also appointed time for everything. So now when it comes to your appointed time of purpose, fulfillment, appointed time for one thing or the other, nobody know the time. Some of those who are in that class, I'm already giving you original. Nobody know the time. Timing is God's factor. Chance is man's factor. I repeat, when it comes to time, that is God's factor. God determined time for everything. When we are born, when we die. Every appointment of our life is determined by God. There is a Yoruba adage. You know, I'm trying to remember. Kini kan to ma sele laaro o ti ji ni role o ti I mean to ma sele ni role o ti ji laaro. I mean, can somebody help me with that proverbs? Anybody? If I remember, it means the people that I have here, you are computer generation. Praise God. Glory to Jesus. So not that we are computer generation. The challenge is that we are not giving ourselves to knowing our language. If I remember, I will bring it up. Yeah, I remember now. Olori osan o tete ji afemojumo lo ti ji osan de la firi esi. Did you get that? The appointed time is in the afternoon. When I wake up early in the morning, and then you also do and what are you doing for others? You just find that nothing happened in your life. And if you are not careful, you say, he has made it. God, you have forgotten me. Time and chance. While you are waiting for your time, prepare your chance. That is the best way to prepare, not to allow time and chance to overtake you. While you are waiting for the time you don't know, prepare your chance for opportunity. Prepare. If possible, over prepared. Because that is the one that you can determine. Perhaps they that compare themselves with themselves, they are not wise. Don't compare your life with anyone. Just focus on God. But keep preparing for your chance while you wait for your time. Time and chance happen to them all. Let me show you something. The same Ecclesiastes chapter 10. Ecclesiastes chapter 10. Look at verse 7. He says, I have seen servants upon horses. How the God there will know. And princes walking as servants upon the earth. Why this happened, we don't know. Yes, the Bible in verse 6 says, there is a folly. There is a foolishness. Yes, this can happen as a result of foolishness. But at times, it can also happen as a result of time and chance. Joseph found himself in the prison. Was it because he sinned? He signed my chance. And the day he stood before Pharaoh and he interpreted the dream and he told the king, look for a man to do this business. Time and chance made him to become the most qualified man because he has prepared his own chance before that time. Time and chance happen to them all. How prepared are you for the prayer you are requesting? How prepared are you for your prayer request? For your answer you are waiting? because time and chance happen to them all. Let me share 3 points with you. This is what we are talking about when it comes to time and chance. Whatever God has promised you, it will happen. Please look at me. It will happen at a given time. But you don't know that time. So what you have to do is prepare all you can do. Do everything right and then wait for the right time. And at the right time, since you are doing everything right, everything will be right at the end of the day. Did you get it now? That is the mystery of time and chance. The way you cannot explain how one seed has multiplied to many and even become a tree. The way you cannot explain, you see, science will come up with all manners of terminologies. They will tell you photosynthesis, they will tell you this, they will tell you that. But you see, at times things will happen, science will say, this is mystery. You can't explain this. Even when they are giving interpretation and meaning to everything they can see, yet there is the unseen that they cannot explain. That's why doctors will say, we only cares. God cares. How will you explain this? The same doctor who is taking care of people, taking care of women. What do you call them now? Doctor of women. What do you call the gynae? Thank you. A gynecologist. And her testimony that this guy is super, is the best in town here. And then you get closer to this guy, and then you realize that even this best guy is trusting God for a child. How will you explain that? Have you ever seen the child of a teacher that is a dullard before? You have seen one before. I'm still trying to remember one guy I knew now. I don't want to mention the name. I was shocked the last time I saw that guy, that boy. That till today, the guy is not balanced. It's a cat. And the mother is very good, a teacher. I saw the boy roaming about the streets. I said, Jesus, how do we explain this? Time and chance. Time and chance. Somebody went to UCH, went and he came back. He said this thing. Now, this is a guy who is a partial Christian. They are a partial Christian. You know, because he's a young guy, so he just doesn't really believe. He's not a church guy. You go to church, but he's not too churchy. You get all, you know, all those kind of, you know, our young people. So, now he got married. Now, in a way, I think he's trying to treat the boy for all this acute syndrome or something. Am I correct? Is it acute syndrome? Eh? Down syndrome. Thank you. Thank you very much. Down syndrome. Now, so he went to UCH. And by the time he went and he came back, he said, Pastor Ogao. Pastor to treat you like that. Doctor to treat you like that. When she told me, or he then, that his own son is also having the same. And this doctor had two. He had one. The doctor had two. The two children he had, the two had the same. time and chance. There are things that happen, you can't explain them. You have prayed, you have done this, you have done that, time and chance. Can I pray with you? If time has been working against you in the past, as we raise our voices today, things will be turned around. In the name of Jesus. Let me explain another way time and chance work. They told you that what you are looking for is at so-so place. And then you go there. And then you make your intention known. Oh, I am here for so-so-so and so-so. They say, oh, one day she Daniel. You know, that was what happened to Esau. The guy has went into the bush, labored, did his best, obeyed his father, did everything right. After all the labor, he was returning with what his father told him to do, the venison. Now he brought the venison. He said, Father, I am here. Please rise and eat of the venison of your son. And Isaac said, which son? Which one did I eat the other time? Then he realized time and chance has worked against him. Otherwise, listen, if the same help Jacob found, Esau also found the same, then the worst thing that will have happened is that the two of them, they will meet at their father's presence. And then the one trying to overtake the other will have been exposed instantly. Not that the guy was there all enough time for the father to bless him. You know how old people can do now? They are not fast. The guy was there. He finished all the thing. You know, he's Aaron Belo, he's meat, Abby. The guy, he loved meat. So, and he took his time. Think of how an old man will eat meat. Will he eat fast? He took his time. Was eating. Maybe he also brought wine. Was drinking. That cannot be 30 minutes. Even if it is 30 minutes, you cannot say, bring water. Let me wash my hand. Clean his mouth. Took his time. I said, all right, bring your head. Let me bless you. And he took his time to do everything quietly, slowly, at his own pace, plus or minus 1 hour. But time and chance has happened to this guy. He has lost his way in the bush. Again today, if time and chance has been working against you, today there shall be a restoration for you. Yoruba will say, Kirakita Odola, Shishabiru Odanko. The most intelligent does not mean the most wealthy. The guy will labor and labor and labor, and people will say, But where is the result? Today, from this day forward, you begin to have results. Let me share this story with you. The Lord taught me a lesson. Let me share it. True life story. This happened late yesterday night. And this made me to know the Lord will want me to preach this message to me. I was at home waiting for my wife to finish cooking. I was badly battered with hunger. praise God. So I was waiting for food. In fact, I wasn't in the sitting room. I was very close up to the kitchen. Glory to Jesus. And in order to make the thing fast, we were doing all the cooking together. And the effort and the, you know, with that, it was fast. And suddenly, I heard the noise of an old man in our neighborhood, knocked our gate, called my name. And because I was closer outside, so I rushed out. This was about, I think, something after 9. So 9:30, if I'm not mistaken. And I got there, the man said, I opened the gate, the man said, please, there is a woman in the neighborhood who just called him to come, and the woman is in the neighborhood. And he wanted to go to the hospital. The babasa is not good. He needed my help. Of course. That's what I said. Don't forget, I was leaving for food. I think change. Drove her to the hospital. And on the way going, the mother was saying, oh, Jesus. But I just remember this morning that I didn't pray for her. God forgive me. Right? Because I was hungry. Praise God. I was hungry. But you know what? Even if I didn't open my mouth to pray for her, my vehicle is a vessel. Did you hear what I said? My vehicle, my car, is a vessel, already anointed. We got there in good time. On our way, we wanted to buy fuel. The guy was telling me, are you using GTB? The thing will not go. I said, no, be here tonight. It will go. Because it must go now. Everything must work. Are you getting me? Don't forget, I didn't open my mouth to pray for her. But I was standing on her behalf that things must work. But I didn't open my mouth to pray for her. But I was standing my ground in her favor. And before we finish the argument, it will go, it will not go. The guy had pam, pam, pam. I said, okay, check the thing. He said, Omatilo, since 1 week ago. I said, okay, yeah, dispense the fuel. We dispense, we drove down there. Managed to, I pray. Everyone that's supposed to help you, wherever they may be, God will steer them up in your favor. Listen, I was hungry. But this woman's husband walked far away. They said that's a direct. He's also coming to the hospital. But you see, I am the only one with this woman and the baba, and of course, I think our mother, very old woman, who cannot even help herself to come out of the car. As we are trying to help the woman, we are also trying to help the mama to come down. Praise God. So, the bag for the maternity, I was the only one who can carry it. And I was seriously hungry. I was carrying the thing like this. Carry like this. Listen, at that moment, time and chance are working in our favor. Got her to the delivery room. Baba yo, Oluwamas, hello. We drove home. Got home. Finish it. Of course, after 10, late at night. Are you getting me? Go to bed, ready to sleep. Sleep no come. Okay, maybe God want me to pray. And when I pray, I love to stand so that I don't sleep off. But that yesterday, I took all manners of position. Stand, sit, do like this. And I was there till about 2:30. Yeah. And by the time I was done, by the time I wanted to mention my need, thing would just change. My tongue would just change. I would just speak in tongues again. Ramashatala brokoskulia. No, not that one. I have need. Father, in the name of Jesus, this need, my tongue will change again. Ramashunda, if he had done that, praying in tongues. And by 2:30, I felt the burden has lifted. And I went to bed and I lied. I just said, she has given birth. I said,
kí ni a to be rin yin.
So the mother saw me this morning and was saying, hey, I've been calling you. She called me at night that she had given me herself. The thing that me, I can't sleep. I knew when she gave birth. I don't know her. I think I only saw her before. I mean, once in the neighborhood. But you know what? Time and chance work in her favor. Brought a helper away. All that's supposed to work against her work in her favor. Even the person, I mean, she didn't know that somebody was interceding for her. As a matter of fact, the person interceding for her did not even know that he was interceding for her. Time and chance happened to them. Let me give you 3 points. Number one, do your best. As you are waste the harvest, do your best. Prepare your best. Be patient while you are optimistic of the future and the promises, the fulfillment of God's promises. Be hopeful. Keep your hope alive. If God says it will come, it will come. It doesn't lie. But do your best. You want time and chance to work in your favor. While you cannot control the time, you can control your chance. Because chance talk about opportunity that will be presented to you. How prepared are you for opportunity? So do your what, please? Your best. Number two. I know you may be surprised and probably disappointed with this one. But this is point number two. Your best is not enough. You need mercy intervention. Your best is not enough. That's why the law of time and chance says even the best of men does not always come out the best. I remember my secondary school. There was this guy, Samuel. That guy, short, probably one of the shortest in the whole set. Slim. I think the guy is SS. But you see, what is here? The machine that is here. Even those of us that we are tall. Don't know that. Well, at least we too, we know something. Praise God. Somewhere. But you know what? When we had our head, Samuel was the only guy in our school who did for Damas. Oshu of Mbaje. And the guy passed. He had ace. But why we came to collect our F9? We were there physically to collect our F9. Samuel was not there to collect his distinctions. Dead. Your best is not enough. You need mercy intervention. Agbara call afin se anu lo man se anu. Anu. The race is not to the swift. The battle not to the strong. Look at the word of God. Romans chapter 9. Romans chapter 9. Amazing scripture. Verse 15 and 16. For he said to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. and we have compassion on whom we have compassion. Olorun wa shanu fun re. Olorun wa shanu fun re. Je ke mi na ranu gba.
Can you raise the piano for?
Je ke mi na ranu gba ninu awon ti o shanu fun laye. Je ke mi na ranu gba. Oh, je ke mi na. Jake Mino, Ramuba, Mino, I want you, Shano Fulaye, Jake Mino, Ramuba.
Do not trust that we receive the mercy of God. You are qualified for one. You are qualified as one of them. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, my mercy.
The rest is not to the sweet. The same sickness that killed others, this one survived. You remember Sosoliso Yakant in this country? All passengers perish. This one single woman surviving till today. He's still alive. In the same accident that claimed life of others, she survived. Ah, you can't explain that. You can't explain that. Please don't allow devil to explain, to use science to explain your failure. Did you understand what I'm saying? Don't allow devil to use science to chance you and explain your failure. They say because it is weather, it is weather. When I say I don't know this, our beloved former ASS CEO, I don't know him, I've never set my eyes on him. But when I heard of his death, I mourned for weeks. That why? I mourned. I don't know him, but I mourned. Why? Why must he die like that? With his wife, with his son. Why? His PA is supposed to follow him. He said, no, sir, let me go with this luggage. Why didn't he be in that? Why is it that it was at that time the weather didn't work well? Time and chance. Oh, nearing lojo de bi unpono. Let me read verse 16 so that we close. So then, it is not of him that will it. Not by strength. No. And that is why today I want you to lift up your hand when it is time to say, God, just show me your mercy. Show me your mercy. If you are here, you've been battling, or you are watching me online, you've been battling any sickness, just cry for God's mercy. You see, any sickness that have taken you to hospital, you have treated it, you have done everything medically possible, and the thing is still there. Cry for mercy. Cry for mercy. Oluwa te ba gba mi, ko seni to ma gba mi. If you don't help me, no one else will help me. So then it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. Say with me, but of God. Say louder, say, but of God. Louder, say, but of God that showeth mercy. Listen, mercy has a show. Mercy has a face. Toba ri ori. Ti o ba ri e ori. mercy has a face. If he sees you, you find mercy. If he didn't see you, you have not found mercy. And when you find God's mercy, everything works. When you found mercy, you have found God. You have found all that you needed. Listen, let's read Hebrews chapter 4 as we are closing. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16. He said, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace. And we are looking for one thing at the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy. Say, today I will obtain mercy. Lift up your hand and say, today I will obtain mercy. Say, today at Zion, as I begin the journey of May 2025, I will obtain mercy. Say one louder, amen. So when you find mercy, the Bible says, and find grace to help in time of need. Number 3 points, and I close. What do you do again after you have done your best, and then you realize that your best is not enough? Walk in the Spirit and be rightly led. Walk in the Spirit and be rightly led. You can't miss it. Time and chance cannot overtake you. When you walk in the Spirit and you are rightly led. So Galatians 5:16 says, so therefore walk in the Spirit and you will not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. This is how we lose spiritual battles. When we yield ourselves to flesh, you miscalculate in the realm of the Spirit. You didn't know it's a miscalculation. Something tell you to go out now. You didn't go. You've missed something and you don't know. Let me give you a scenario. While preparing this message, I remember what God used my dear brother here to do, or to did many years ago. He didn't know, and I'm going to share it today. When we started our radio work, are you still with me? We started at a particular station here in the city. And then when we finished the first quarter, say the first quarter. The first quarter is just the first 3 months. And then I was told, okay, we will need to renew. I just felt in my spirit, man, we are not okay with that place. Did you remember I shared that with you? Yeah, 20, was it 19 now? I shared with you. I think it should be year 2019. Yes, year 2019. And I told him, which radio station do you know in the city here that people listen to? Well, this, and that. We need to change this radio station. And then he recommended 2 radio stations. Then I said, which one do you think is the best among these 2? Then he said, okay, let's go for this one. And I said, okay, can you go there and make an inquiry? What does it cost for their radio? I mean, to have our messages here, there. And then he went. He did the whole information gathering, brought it to me, and then I was okay with the report he brought. So, plus or minus, fast forward, started using that radio program. I mean, that radio station. That was year 2019. Till today, we are still there. How many years ago? Is that 6 or 7 years? 6 years. But you know what happened? Immediately we got to that radio station, then there was a connection with the helper of this ministry there. Say with me, time and chance. And I realized that if you have not led that radio station, the former one, and moved to this particular one, the vision will have died for a long time.
walking in the spirit. Now, at that time, it is possible that if we didn't move, if I didn't sense the need for us to move, it is possible that the flow of resources would have stopped. And I would have thought that, oh, maybe God wants us to stop. Maybe it is the devil that stopped us. Many times, that is the way we lose the blessing of God to the devil. When we are not sensitive, how we should navigate, what we should do, what we should not do. Can you go back to Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 11? I will read again NLT translation as I close now. I have observed something else under the sun. The fastest runner does not always win the race, and the strongest warrior does not always win the battle. The wisest sometimes go hungry, and the skillful are not necessarily wealthy. And those who are educated don't always lead successful life. It is all decided by chance, by being in the right place at the right time. So the question as we close is, how do you be at the right place at the right time? You don't want to miss your time. You don't want to miss your harvest. You have to be at the right place at the right time. So how do you? At the right place at the right time. The only way that can, because as men, as an led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. When we are led by the Spirit of God, you can never be overtaken by the law of time and chance. Today, like again, when we walk with the Lord, in light of his word, glory shed on our way. While we do his good with us, he abides with us still. And with all who we trust and obey. Trust and obey. There is no other way. We are praying Jesus, but to trust and obey. You want to walk in the Spirit? You have to be given to prayer as a lifestyle. Continuous, consistent prayer life. You want to walk in the Spirit? The word of God must become your lamp and your light. And I tell you, when you travel life by the scripture, the future is secure. When you travel life by the scripture, the future is secure.